Hello and welcome to another installment of Reclaiming the Legacy. I'm your host, T-Todd Simon, Regional Manager with Legacy Home Loans. Man, today we are so super excited and it's a pleasure to have my brother on the show today. So before I give you his name, let me just give you a little bit of background of what this guy is doing in our communities across the country here. He's a father, a husband, a business strategist, a life coach. He recites daily, there is something great that's deposited inside of you. It's time to make a withdrawal and activate the greatness within. He's a native of Charleston, South Carolina, a graduate of Sumter High School. He's been in the insurance industry since 2014. And while working as a salesman in corporate America, he discovered that the insurance industry would allow him to make a long-lasting impact in the surrounding communities. He's passionate about transforming people's lives, helping them rediscover the power that's within and working in his purpose. He is the owner, founder, CEO of True Legacy Financial to provide a level playing field for a diverse range of individuals to have an opportunity to create the lifestyle that they truly deserve. And if you don't know, if you don't recognize this gentleman that I'm talking about, none other than my brother, Mr. Ronnie Scott. How you doing today, brother?
Man, I'm doing absolutely amazing, man. I love the introduction, man. Thank you. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to actually be on here with you, man. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So first, just want to kind of break right into it. You know, we'll start first with a little bit of your background. With you being a husband, a father, and a business strategist and a life coach. We're going to break those four things down first, but we'll do it in reverse order. With being a life coach, man, how has that been able to allow you to transition and be a life coach? And how does that work from business and personal?
Man, being a life coach, it's funny you ask that because I never thought I would be a life coach. You know, I always thought I was going to be behind the pulpit, maybe, preaching. You know, people would always tell me, you know, man, there's a calling on your life. Of course, my grandfather, who's on now with the Lord, he was a preacher. My uncle is currently a preacher, and my dad, he's a deacon. So I grew up in church. So automatically, I thought, hey, I was going to be a preacher. But my buddy, I can't take credit for this. His name is Damon. He always says, my pulpit is different. And my pulpit is different as far as being out in the community. Literally changing people's lives and allowing them to know that they were created to create. And, I discovered, early on that my calling is to inspire, to encourage, and to help transform other people's lives to actually see that there's something great deposited inside of them. It's just up to them to identify what that is, make the withdrawal activated, and let the greatness work within. And how that relates to my personal life, man, just actually going through a lot through life, you know, opposition, adversity, challenges has allowed me to groom myself to also be able to help others get through challenges that we are going to actually experience one day through life. And I always say you can never teach a lesson you haven't learned from. So everything that I teach people, everything that I actually talk to people about, are currently either going through it or actually have been through it, and I can actually help them transform and get to the other side.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Now, with the experiences of being a life coach and, how does that correlate into being a business strategist? Because, you know, like life and business sometimes bleed over into each other. So can you unpack how a business strategist has been one of the four pillars in your life?
Yeah, man, just being able to, be a creator and a visionary. I always tell people I'm a big visionary. I first see it before I actually see it. And, one thing that I, like about being a business strategist, it always keep me on my toes, always keep me thinking on how I could create platforms and systems to allow others to be able to plug themselves in it and create the lifestyle that they truly desire, whether that's in life. Or in business. I always tell people when they, become partners of True Legacy Financial, insurance is a byproduct of what we do, but this is a self-development program with a high compensation package, because when you join us, you're not only going to be selling insurance, My whole idea is to help you become a better father, help you become a better husband, a better wife, a better communicator, a better leader, whatever that looks like. We want to tie that into not just business, but into your life too as well, so you can go out and be that best version of yourself.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. Awesome. And we're going to tie the next two together because they're so closely related, being a husband and a father. How has that inspired you to be the best version of yourself, brother?
Man, you know, when I first had my first child, who's actually living in Sumter with his mom, and when I first had him, that immediately grew me into wanting to be a great man. You know, I watched my dad, I watched my grandfather provide and make sure that we were taken care of as kids. And immediately, man, that made me want to be something great in life. I never knew what it was going to be, but it inspired me to want to do something great, to be able to leave, as we call, a legacy behind, so that my kids can continue to carry that thing on for generations and generations to come. And my wife, you know, man, the Bible says when you find a wife, man, you find a good thing. So,
that's right,
you
brother.
Know, when I found my wife, man, it just, again, made me want to be a better man, be a better son, and just a leader all around. And, you know, she pushes me, my kids pushes me without them even saying anything. Right. Every day I get up, I'm doing it for them. They're my why.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. How long have you been married?
Man, I've been married 6 years strong, man, and steady going, man.
That's
6 years
beautiful,
strong.
Man. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know, and you're right. You know, the Bible does say he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
That's it.
And has that favor. You know,
yes.
That's the other part that a lot of times we leave off is the favor that we gain in the Lord with being the head of our households, man. So
that's it.
I definitely applaud you for doing that, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man. So now tell me about, you know, growing up in Charleston, South Carolina, and then transitioning up to Columbia. Tell me about that journey.
You know, people laugh, man. They said, man, was your parents in the military? And I said, nah, you know, they definitely wasn't in the military. I guess my parents was finding their way through life at the time. And, you know, my mom actually had us down there in Charleston at a hospital there. We didn't actually live there, but I actually was born in Charleston, South Carolina. Then we were actually living in King Street, South Carolina, a very small town where everybody know everybody, one-stop light. And, man, I actually love it because growing up in King Street, what I saw was a lot of hardworking men. And from being there, it actually, again, like I said, groomed us. And from there, we moved to Sumter, South Carolina. My dad actually moved there for work. He was working at Farmers Telephone at the time, Farmers Telephone Company, King Street, South Carolina.
Yeah, I remember phone. Yeah.
Absolutely. And he transitioned from working in King Street to Sumter. So we moved there and started going to school there. I went to Sumter High, graduated from Sumter High School, and I moved to Columbia for work, of course, and to spend time with my mom. I went to AT&T, so I started at AT&T there. That was my first real corporate job. It really taught me responsibility, work ethic, and taught me sales and how to communicate with people, how to overcome objections. And from there, that's when I kind of realized real quick that entrepreneurship was the route and the way that I wanted to go. I actually lost my job at the time working with them, and kind of brought me to where we are today with True Legacy Financial.
Nice, nice. So it sounds like you're saying that the catalyst or the thing that kind of thrust you into finding your calling with entrepreneurship was the loss of your corporate job. So tell me about that journey, man. Was that in the back of your mind at one point? And, you know, things happen.
No, man. Coming from where I came from, man, all I knew was go to school, you know, get your education, man, and, you know, go out and get you a good job, man. And honestly, you know, it did work for me at the time. I was 22 years young and was making real good money. I think at the time I was making about $15 to $16 an hour. Okay. And for me at 22, that was some good money. I was single. So, you know, man, that was some good money for me. And, you know, the transition, and not make this story very long, I got into the management program with AT&T at the time and was doing very well. And one day they decided to call a meeting. And anytime you're working in corporate America and they call a meeting, normally it's not a good thing, you know.
Correct.
They call that meeting. We got on the line and they say, due to business, we're going to have to downsize. And man, with me having a wife and at the time two kids, I was like, man, what am I going to do? And immediately, man, you know, after that meeting, I asked my boss, because I've never been fired or never been laid off, for a better lack of words. And I said, man, what does this mean? And he said, you know, due to downsizing, man, you know, unfortunately, you only got two options, you know, and that option is to either A, you know, go from being a manager all the way down to ground level where I started from, being a rep, or man, you got to go, you know, find a different career path. And immediately, man, I said, man, this is one of the worst feelings that anybody could ever be in. Mm-hmm. So I immediately told myself I would never, never let this happen to me again. So I jumped into entrepreneurship, started with a captive company in the insurance industry at the time. This was around about 2014. And literally, man, from there, I learned what I needed to learn skill set wise. And I immediately identified, man, that I wanted to become a business owner and be able to help others become entrepreneurs in this industry so they can go out and create, you know, streams of income while not necessarily depending on a job. And, you know, not to bash a job or anything, man, but, you know, when you're always working for someone else, either you have a goal for yourself or someone has one for you. And, you know, I was in that system. I was in that position. So, yeah, man, it was probably one of the best decisions I ever made, man, to become a business owner.
Awesome, man. Awesome, man. And you're right, man. Sometimes they say, you know, it's like with a lump of coal, a diamond comes out of that, but it takes pressure for that precious gem to come forth, man. So it sounds like, you know, with your experiences over in the corporate sector, that it really prepared you, really from a management standpoint, right? Working your way up through the ranks and being a manager. And having something that, and, you know, a lot of times we don't understand what God is doing, right? You know, it feels like the worst time ever. But then you look back and then you can see how God was orchestrating things, man. So, you know, that leads up to true legacy. And, you know, I love the whole concept of legacy. I mean, that
come on, baby,
we got our legacy purple on too, brother.
Come on.
Yeah, man. So tell me about True Legacy and, you know, what's your mission statement and what you guys are trying to accomplish with True Legacy Financial?
Yeah, man, if you don't mind me, before I tell you, you know, what we're trying to accomplish and the vision, I think a lot of people want to know, like, how I actually really got here besides the actual losing my job and wanting to get into entrepreneurship, if you don't mind.
Take your time. Let's open dialogue, brother.
Okay. Man, how I kind of got here, bro, is just being great, you know, honest and, you know, vulnerable with you guys, man, is that, you know, it all started, man, when I had no structure over my life. You know, I started things, quit things, started things and didn't finish them, started things, man, and say right now ain't the time, right? And it wasn't until during the pandemic. I think during the pandemic, man, you know, the year of 2020, you know, people were calling it the year of clear vision. Well, for me, it was definitely the year of clear vision. It gave me a lot of time to think. I was with family. And that's when I really, really started identifying what it is I really wanted to do. I knew I wanted to impact people's lives. And I knew I loved the insurance industry because I saw what it could do for people. But I didn't have any type of clarity of what it really looks like. So at the beginning of December 11th of 2020, it's crazy, man. When you're ready, God will send you a person along with the opportunity, man. And I was ready. As you just mentioned, man, I was getting groomed all up to this time of 2020. And I reached out to this guy in Ohio on Facebook. He had about 10,000 followers. And I immediately said, man, I'm going to try hitting this guy up, but I don't know if he's going to hit me back. He got 10,000 followers. But before hitting him back, I saw some things, Todd. And what I saw, this guy had everything that I wanted. Man, he had a great family. He was chilling with his family. He worked out. I worked out. He looks like he had clarity in his life. I was seeking clarity. He had some structure in his life. I was seeking structure. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, man, I like what I see. I need some mentorship, not knowing that this guy was in the insurance industry. Again, when you're ready, God will send you a person and the opportunity. And I reached out to this guy, Todd, man, and I told him, I said, hey, listen, man, I see you in the insurance industry. And I'm looking for some mentorship. I'm looking to do something incredibly big in the state of South Carolina, in Columbia. And he reached back out to me. And to make this story short, the guy really changed my life, Todd. He asked me one simple question. He said, everything sounds good as far as what you want to do, but what do you really, really want? Mm. And man, no one never asked me that question. What do I really, really want? Yeah. And right then and there, I couldn't answer the question. He told me to take some time, think about it, get back with him. I got back with him. I said, man, I got it. It's very simple. I want to positively impact over 1 million people's lives through the insurance industry and through coaching people and allowing them to see that they were created to create by transforming their lives. And man, that's when True Legacy was built. That's when True Legacy was birthed. I was all about being true to myself. So that's where the True came up at. And just creating legacies, man. You know, I see a lot of people, you know, they leave here, unfortunately, and there's no legacy being left behind. So, you know, that's where we come in at. And here at True Legacy, our vision is to literally help people build legacies that will last forever through helping them through seeing how to leverage insurance. You know, a lot of people don't understand insurance. So what we do is we help serve them, protect them, and free their minds in that area and show them how they can utilize life insurance to create generational wealth for generations to generations to come.
Man, that's huge, man. And you know, our goal over at Legacy Home Loans is to build sustainable wealth through home ownership and help yes. family legacies, right? Yes. And one thing that was important, man, and this segment was birthed on me contacting you based off of a client that has some specific needs.
Absolutely. And
based off of my background, when she was telling me some of the things, I'm like, no, that doesn't quite sound right, but I do know who I'm going to call
right.
that does this on a daily basis. And I called you, brother, and we had some dialogue about, yes. you know, some challenges that they were facing personally. But it actually prompted something in my spirit for us to mm-hmm. actually have a conversation, because I don't think that as African-Americans and people of color that sometimes we don't really think about death. Mm-hmm. We don't think about, I may not be here tomorrow and I need to make sure that things are in proper structure and proper order. So that way there's not a GoFundMe or any of these other things that we see all the time. And so what I really want to just do for a while here, man, is like really get into the thing that you said about leveraging insurance and how you can use that to build, you know, a legacy, right? Because we understand a lot of times we're not given privy to the knowledge of how other people in other races have been able to have a real big jump start by not just having insurance, but having the right product.
Yes.
Right. So I'll first start. We're gonna ramp it up, brother. We're gonna ramp it up. So let's start.
I love it.
How important is having insurance for you and your family? Let's just start there first.
Man, before I start there, you hit something about GoFundMe. It's funny. We have this sign that we use with clients. It's called No GoFundMe, No Crowdfunding, but man, have life insurance. Man, you know, this is a statement. It's a loud statement, but it's very important, especially in the African-American community, let alone in my family. Through the year of 2020, I know a lot of people can contest to this, that we lost a lot of loved ones, unfortunately. And, you know, we came here one way. We got to leave another. So I always tell people, you know, you want to make sure you have your quote unquote house in order. You want to make sure that you have your legacy, your estates in place so that you can leave your family back better than we once found them. And man, life insurance is very important to me. And the only reason being is because, man, I see how it can impact people's lives. And I always tell people we impact people's lives by the stroke of our pens and the words that come out of our mouth. And in my family, man, I saw people, you know, passing away. And I just saw a competed process, Todd. I saw people passing away with no insurance. And I said, man, I'm in the insurance industry at the time, part-time. And I was like, man, people are passing away. And I'm in the family and I'm able to help them because I do insurance. So I was like, man, there's got to be a way where we can bring awareness to people and help people see that this is important. You got to have it, you know. Again, what really did it for me, Todd, in the year of 2021, man, I lost two aunts, man, that's dearly to my heart, love them. And one had insurance and one didn't. And the one that did not have insurance, man, I saw how the family had to do the whole crowdfunded deal of how much you got, how much you got, and how much you got. And I saw the family had some choice of words and going back and forth. And I said, man, I never want to see this happen to another individual, let alone in my family, but no one else in the community. So, man, we're just on a simple crusade. And that crusade is to go out and share the word to people that, man, you can get help. I mean, we help everyone from 0 to 89, from a child that's just being born. We can make sure that they have anywhere from 10,000 to 75,000 worth of life insurance. And that thing could be paid up in 10 years. And the parent can hand that over to their child at the age of 18 and say, man, you have your legacy. You have your house in order. We have a planning place for you in the event of something happening to you. Man, that just made me thought back when I lost my 22-year-old brother-in-law to a car accident, had no insurance. And man, I saw how devastating it was for his family, let alone if he had insurance at the age of 22, he could have had $100,000 worth of life insurance for 10 bucks. I mean, we eat out 10 bucks, you know, in absolutely no time. So, you know, from the child to the mid-adults, between the ages of 18 and 45, you can have over $1 million worth of life insurance. You're talking $1.92 a day. And then our seniors. I love our seniors. We help them on a day-to-day basis between 50 to 85. We help them put programs in place to make sure that their final expenses are taken care of so no one have to raise money or put up GoFundMe accounts. So it doesn't matter if you live too long or if you die too soon, we got you. And we talk about how to leverage insurance. Man, there's life insurance programs out there to where you can literally utilize the life insurance programs while you live. Meaning you can utilize this life insurance program, Todd, to tap into some real estate. Maybe you're looking to get into Airbnb, some Turo, and maybe you want to pay off some cars while you live. And maybe you want to invest into starting a business. Well, you could utilize this life insurance policy. And what we call it is a laser fund. We call it the cash cow machine. It's because you can place money in here as a safe haven. And what it allows you to do is be able to participate in the market at capital gains without any risk losses. And what it is it's allow our people to be able to utilize this life insurance policy as leverage to build wealth while utilizing the insurance company's money to be able to tap into other different investments to ultimately start an estate and, again, start building some type of wealth for their family, man. So it's a lot out here. Again, I could talk about life insurance all day long. Right, and it's that saying that people say, man, what you don't know won't hurt you. What you don't know will impact you. So, you know, you want to know what's out there for you. And it's out here on the marketplace for our people. And True Legacy Financial is here. We're ready to serve. We're ready to protect and free the minds of our people, man.
Beautiful, man. With the last product that you talked about, I want you to kind of go back.
Okay.
And kind of unpack that a little bit, because I think we'll have a lot of listeners that may actually reach out to you because maybe they haven't had a conversation, or maybe they haven't had someone that broke it down or made them have the perspective about how to leverage life insurance that certain way. You know, are we talking about something in, because one of the strategies that I've heard, right, is when it comes to insurance is buy term, invest the difference. Right.
Yes.
So you have a whole life policy, you get term, so it's a smaller premium. And that monthly payment that you already used to paying takes the difference and invest that. So are we talking about something along those lines, or is it this something that has a cash value portion?
Yes.
Or something like that? Educate the people real quick.
I like that you break that down, Todd. I want to make this statement for all of our viewers and listeners. Is when you're purchasing insurance, number one, you want to get with a professional, either myself or anyone that have proven and shown a great track record that they know what they know, right? Life insurance is tailor-made. So I like to tell people it's not a one-size-fits-all. You mentioned the buy term and invest the difference product. You know, that's actually the first product that I was introduced to in the insurance industry. And it's actually a great product. It's a great strategy. However, it doesn't work for everybody. You have some people that maybe the whole life product may not work for them. What I found is the IUL. And if most of you that's looking and listening right now, if you don't know what the IUL is, it's an index universal life insurance policy. What I found out is that the IUL is term insurance, whole life, and investing money all in one. I like to call it the Army Swift Knife. It's pretty much having different things working at once. So it has the cash value to where you're able to accumulate money as you're funding this policy. It has a term policy built into it to where you're able to get a large sum of a death benefit to be able to utilize while you live and in the event of someone passing away. But more importantly, what I like about this product is it's very flexible. So you as the client, you as the potential person that's seeking insurance, you able to dictate how much money you want to fund this life insurance policy with. So Todd, I have clients that, you know, fund anywhere from 250 to 500 to 1,000. I have some do annually 70,000, 50,000, 100,000. It's just basically meeting that client where they are. But what I like about this product is not only it allows you to determine how much you want to put in this policy when it comes to premium wise, it allows you to be able to build your cash value up so you can begin to build wealth. But more importantly, you're able to utilize that death benefit while you live. So, for example, if you have $2.6 million as far as your death benefit, you're able to utilize as much as what you have in your cash value out of that death benefit. And you can utilize it while you live. So most people, what I'm discovering now in the younger generation, they like the whole idea of having insurance. They understand it. Yeah, I need it. But they want to be able to utilize this thing while they live versus leaving somebody else back, you know, in a better shape. And they're like, man, I want to, you know, be in a better shape while I live. So this is the right product for that person that may be looking to start a business. Mm-hmm. You can utilize the insurance company money. It costs OPM, other people's money. You can utilize the insurance company money to start a business. You can utilize it to pay off cars. You can utilize it to buy a home. You can utilize it for a down payment. Whatever that looks like, you're able to utilize this life insurance policy, quote unquote, the living benefits of it. And man, it's like I said, man, it's an Army Swift Knife, man. It's one of the most, and this product been out for years. The problem is what you don't know, you don't know. And you know, quite frankly, this product, as I tell people, is outperforming any mutual fund, Roth IRA. You know, people are not looking to lose money. They're looking to keep their money and make money. So I don't know where you can go and be able to operate under the tax codes you know, most people don't know about. And there are particular tax codes that the IRS have in place. So you're able to withdraw money out of this in particular product tax-free. And not be taxed, not waiting till age 59 and a half, as well as being able to accumulate money in here too, as well with a certain tax code to be able to build wealth. So this is actually one of my favorite products, only because I know what it can do for the community. I know what it can do for our people. So we can now stop looking at stop being the borrower and being the lender. You know, you can utilize this for funding and so much more, man. So it's definitely one of my favorite products that's on the marketplace right now.
Man, when you dropping so many gems right now. You know, with the just so I have an understanding real quick.
No, go ahead, man. I love it.
Question. When it comes to it has a term portion, it has a whole life portion that builds cash value.
Yes.
And with the cash value that is generated by paying the premiums, you can leverage the cash value, withdraw it while you're living, and use that to buy a business, down payment for a house, or have it participate in the stock market. Is that what you're saying? I just want to make sure I'm clear, because that's crazy.
Yes, that's good. You actually got it. So you could use the cash value. That will be what we call the wrong way. Or you want to do the smart way. So you could use your money.
Understand.
I help you out with that. So you could use the cash value, but the whole point of this, we don't want to use your money. We want your money to grow. So within this actual product, it says it that you could actually do a withdrawal or you could do a loan. In other words, you could borrow or you could do a withdrawal. We don't want to do a withdrawal because we don't want to withdraw the cash value. We want your money to continue to compound and grow at whatever interest rate. For right now, conservative, the interest rate is like 6.959% in this particular life insurance policy. But the smart way is to do what the wealthy do. What we've been doing for what they've been doing for years is using other people's money to create investments and to create assets. So what you would do is you would utilize the dev benefit. So if you have 500,000 in your cash value and you got 2.6 million in the dev benefit, at maximum you can borrow what's in your cash value. Okay, so if you have 500,000 in that cash value, you can withdraw out of the 2.6 million, $500,000. You take that $500, let's say you went and invest that into some real estate, right, or some property. Now you got someone or a tenant in that actual property paying you money from the investment that you use from your life insurance policy, with you never coming out of your pocket, never going to the bank, doing a credit check, going through any red tape. Now what's happening, you're making money, babies, and now your money is making money for you. We call that the cash cow machine, man. And, you know, a lot of people, they focus on what it is versus what it do. A lot of people focus on what it is versus what it do. And I don't know where you can go and you can have a life insurance policy that, and the banks do this for years. They've been doing this for years. Banks actually have half of their assets under management in what we call IUL policy. So why not do what the bank do? Why not do what the wealthy do? You know, you have billionaires and millionaires, when they purchase life insurance, they're not buying term insurance. They're not buying whole life policies, which we do them all here at True Legacy. But they're purchasing a specific policy called an IUL because they want to place their money in a safe haven to where they won't be taxed. They don't lose money. That money could be in a safe haven, but also they could, you know, begin to make their money grow and compound based off what the market does.
Man, that's beautiful. So let me ask you this. In terms of, like, let's say the average cost to get started with an IUL policy. Let's use an example of, let's say somebody's 45 years old, right? Let's bring it down a little bit. Let's say 40-year-old. Yes. Healthy gentleman, family, to get started with an IUL on average, and I know every situation is different. Typically, is the cost for the monthly premium for an IUL, is that typically a little higher than, let's say, a term or a whole life policy? Or is it a little more expensive because those are coupled together and you kind of are funding both projects at the same time? Give me a little clarity on that part.
That's a real good question. With these in particular products too, as well, you do have your cost of insurance and you do have your fees and things of that nature. You know, I'm gonna give you everything because they're overseeing and they're managing the money, managing the account, making sure, you know, everything's growing. And so you do have your cost of insurance that will be in place for the first 5 to 10 years. However, when it comes through the premium amount, it's still a little bit, you know, flexible there. So, you know, I may have, because I actually have some clients that's actually over the age of 40. And, you know, you can start out doing $250 a month at minimum within one of these accounts. I wouldn't recommend anything lower than that. Of course, one of the main questions, not just with this in particular life insurance policy, any life insurance policy that we're sitting in front of a client with, the number one question I ask them, Todd, is what do you want? And the reason why I ask that question, that gauge, you know, maybe they're looking to pay off a house. Maybe that person want to retire. You know, we don't know if Social Security may still be around. So if that person is looking to retire, have something in place for that. Maybe you're looking for some business capital. Maybe you want to send your kids off to college. We can actually structure these same accounts to actually send your kid off to college. You'd be able to write a check, pay for it cash, don't have to take out any loan or have to, you know, wait on the government to get any type of federal student loans or anything of that nature. We can structure it for those causes, but it's based off what the client wants and how much they're willing to actually fund it with. We have some clients that want to do an annually fund, meaning they want to just dump anywhere, let's say $10,000 to $15,000 annually in this life insurance policy. So what I love about it, you're able to withdraw the money out right after year two. You don't have to wait till age 59 and a half, right after the first year two, you can start withdrawing money out. Now, what we tell people is this is a 10 to 15 year game, is because you want to let the money, allow the money time to grow within the market. before you start pulling it out. But ultimately, what we make sure is that our client's money is safe. We make sure that it's gaining, meaning it's growing for them, and that this product is working based off their needs. Again, life insurance is just like clothes. It's tailor-made. So we make sure it's working in whatever area you need it for in your life.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, outside of the IUL policy,
yes,
I know you touched on the fact that you guys do term as well as whole life.
Absolutely.
Is there any other type of product that maybe the average person that might be listening, our average listener, may not know is available on the insurance platform that can help them reach their financial goals?
Yep. I would say, too, as well, a lot of people don't know about mortgage protection. I'll mention that one because we have a lot of people that's buying houses right now. And, you know, with the market, how the market is, and mm-hmm. we don't know what's going to happen after this whole quiet, I would say, recession that's kind of going on.
Yeah,
you don't know. So you want to make sure, you know, in the event of, you know, someone passing away, you have mortgage protection in place. And what that means is if you're a husband and a wife, or if you two parties in a household and both of you guys are tackling that mortgage, you want to make sure you both have an insurable interest in each other and have mortgage protection. What I mean by that, you want to have your homeowner's insurance, but you want to have the mortgage protection, because the mortgage protection allows you to go ahead and write a check and pay that home off. If you lose your husband, or if the husband loses wife, you don't have to continue to stress on how I'm going to continue to pay this monthly payment. And my right. husband was paying half of this rent, let alone all of it, right? So you're able to go ahead and pay that mortgage off in one setting and not have to worry about that house being foreclosed or going back to the banks or any lenders. And literally what we do is when we sit down with that client, if they're looking to protect that mortgage title, we ask them what's the total value of this home and how what's the term of this loan. So if it's 30 years, we make sure we cover it for 30 years for the total value of that home. So if that wife loses, God forbid, that husband or that husband lose that wife, man, that home can be paid for. And what does me well, man, I haven't had this happen yet as far as the mortgage side of things. I have lost some clients, but not on the mortgage side of things. To lose, God forbid, nothing's fun about losing anyone, but if that wife lose her husband, to be able to take her $250,000, $300,000 and say, everything's okay. Right. I know, you know, you lost your husband, but you don't have to worry about taking on the financial stress and of how you're going to continue to keep your home, how you're going to continue to pay for this. Listen, I have you a check of $300,000. Let's go ahead down here. Let's go ahead and take care of this. This one less bill you got to worry about, you know? And I think two reasons, you know, people cry when someone passes away, let alone time, they lost a loved one. Number two, financially, thinking about what am I going to do now after this? So, you know, man, I love what I do. I take it very, very serious. Again, I know that we have so much power in this industry, and you can contest to it based off what you do, man, to really change people's lives by the words that come out of our mouth, man, and our opinions.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And I you're married. I'm married as well.
Yes.
You know, one of the bigger things that I have in the back of my mind every day is you know, God forbid if something happens to me.
Yes.
I can't have my wife take some sorry joker in the house just because he got a paycheck and we need to keep the lights on. You
talk
know,
about it. I tell my guys all the time when I'm sitting down with the husband and wife, I said, man, you want your picture to stay above this fireplace. You don't want it to come down, man, because she looking for a guy named Bill because she got to pay some bills.
Right.
So man, you want to make sure, man, you know, you got your house in order. It's kind of what we talk about, man. And life insurance is the foundation of it all, man. It's the foundation of it all. It's the quickest and the easiest way to start a wealth transfer. It really is.
Absolutely, man. Now let me ask you this. In addition to the mortgage protection, the UIL policies and the regular policies that just cover you in the event of a demise, mm-hmm. Do you guys talk about putting assets in trust and things of that nature? Do you help your clients with establishing those type of things as well?
Yeah, so we have something called a, so we don't actually do the trust, but and I'm gonna cover that though, but we do have something called a final wishes document. With this
Okay.
document, it allow us to go ahead and help the client pre-plan everything out. So in the event of something happening to their loved one, they could show up to that funeral home director and give them the day and the time. They don't necessarily have to go through all the planning or anything. We get our clients, we get that document signed and notarized. So now that becomes a legal binding document for that funeral home and funeral home director to actually follow. When it comes to will and trust, we have great partnerships. That's why I love collaborating with different people. We have great partnerships as far as lawyers and attorneys that we can refer people to if they don't have their own personal lawyer and attorney. I always tell people it's great to have life insurance, but you want to have some type of will and trust in place. Because that will, whatever that will states, it got to be followed. So you want to make
Absolutely.
sure, you know, if you have $1 million worth of proceeds that's going to be dispersed out to that beneficiary, you don't want them to take the $1 million next day and they in the line waiting on a pair of sneakers, man, or they're going to, you know, buy TVs and cars, man. You want to be able to allocate it out the smart way so that that $1 million could stretch for generations to generations to come. So we actually have that serious conversation too, Todd, with our clients of who your beneficiary is going to be. We want to make sure that's someone responsible, and that's a call for another day. But you want to make sure you, when you're choosing beneficiaries, that that's someone responsible, because they're going to either A, be taking care of all your assets, or taking care of your family, meaning your kids and things of that nature. So you want to make sure it's someone responsible, so you can make sure that that money can continue to carry on and continue to double.
Absolutely, man. And I want to kind of stay in the vein of the will and the trust.
Okay.
So what's the importance of actually having that? I from my understanding, if you have that last will, that trust, that supersedes probate, or it may allow certain assets to then avoid probate and stay in your family and things of that nature. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. 100% correct. A will for all the listeners and viewers, if you don't have a will, it's not too late. Get with an attorney, get with a lawyer. If you don't have one, reach out to Todd and Todd to get in contact with me or reach out to myself. We have people in place that's waiting on you to pick up the phone, call them so they can help you go ahead and structure out your family's estate, which is very important. As Todd mentioned, it with probate. You know, you don't want that money to go to probate court. It goes to probate court. That million may get allocated down to 100,000 because you
Right.
got a whole lot of people now raising their hands saying, oh, he owed us this, she owed us this. And there's nothing you could do about it. So it's very, very important to have, you know, will, let alone different trusts in place. So, you know, your family could keep the money and that thing could stay in-house. Being that we're talking about probate too as well, and I mentioned beneficiaries, you never want to have any minors on any type of life insurance policy. This just is a quick gem. You don't want to
Okay.
have any minors on life insurance policies as a beneficiary. If they're not between the ages of 18 and up, do not put them on the on the policy as a beneficiary because that money automatically goes to probate court. And a lot of our people in the African American communities, I don't think, is aware of that. So just a quick caveat, just make sure when you're purchasing life insurance policies, I know you want to leave your kids some money,
Right.
but do not put them on the policy because if something happened and in your earlier years before that child turns 18, now
Right.
that money is going to be withheld sitting in probate court. And who tells if they even see it or if they get it?
Wow,
So you
that's
want to.
crazy, man.
Yeah.
That is the first time that I've heard that.
Yes.
Because what I've heard in the past is if you had a minor on a policy as a beneficiary, or a subsequent beneficiary. The person that is awarded to be a guardian, well, then it goes to the guardian for the benefit of the child. That's what I have always heard, brother. And it
If
sounds like you're telling me that that's wrong. Unless it's stated in the will or something like that.
Unless it's stated in the will, or you don't have the kids on there, you have that guardian as the beneficiary. So now whoever that person is, going back to what I said, is going to be the person next in line to take care of your kids. That person should be on your life insurance policy so the money could be allocated to them.
Right.
Right. Now they could pretty much carry on what's in your will. Okay. And another, I'm glad you mentioned that, another key thing too, now that I'm thinking about it, even though you're leaving that person, right, back to take care of your kids, your word ain't good enough. Okay. Right. You can tell them all day, hey man, take care of my kids. When you leave here, you ain't here to defend that any longer. But your will can. You know, because people change, you know, when they get money, man. You know, you just want to make sure, you know, your kids, man, you know, they didn't ask to come here. You want to make sure they're taken care of. So you want to make sure that guardian, they know the plan, but the will know the plan, too. You know, so you want to make sure you have that in place. That's a real good question, too, Todd.
That was a light bulb for me, man, because, you know, as we discussed, you know, I've been in the finance and mortgage industry for 21 years. So, you know, some of the things and these could have been outdated concepts or policies or things that were just common practice a while back. And because I know that the products change because the times change.
Right.
But, when you talked about, you know, the kid not being a beneficiary, that's the very first time I've ever heard that. So that's good to know. I'm actually going to take that with me. When it comes to, I'm going to come back to a mortgage protection question, and then we'll proceed a little in a different direction. So you know, with us doing mortgages here, you know, that's our biggest thing. We're helping people actually get the keys to their home. And this is a conversation that you and I had offline.
Yes.
We talk about making sure that you have the conversation. A lot of times we just don't even have the conversation because we don't want to first have the hard conversation, and we don't want to think about the fact that we may not be here tomorrow. But when you talk about that mortgage protection piece, I think it's important for anybody that may be listening that follows me, or maybe they're in the lending part of the lending space that are helping people actually get homes. You need to have partners like Ronnie Scott and his team that you can talk, that you can make that referral to make sure that your clients are taken care of. It's not about legacy home loans. It's not about any particular mortgage company. It's about making sure that we have the conversations with the people that entrusted us to help them buy the home to make sure that they're able to keep it. So with that being said, Ronnie, I mean, how important when it comes to the mortgage protection piece, right? And being able to have wealth that is built, right? A lot of times, it comes from situations like this that people never talk about. So in your research and experience with the insurance industry, if you go back and think back generations, having life insurance and having mortgage protection, are those some of the things that have allowed people to set their families up for generations to come? Or is that just a myth? That's kind of the way I want to ask that.
That's good, man. First thing I want to say is I applaud you, man, for even, you know, reaching out for the collaboration. You know, a lot of people, man, they look at it as competition versus, as you like to say, collaboration. And, you know, one thing I always tell people, why should someone do business with a Todd, or why should someone do business with Ronnie and True Legacy, or Legacy Homeowners, it's because the value you're bringing to the marketplace. So, you know, as a lender, you know, the value that you're bringing your client is for them to have that peace of mind, knowing not only he's going to give me the keys to my home, he's going to make sure I can keep the keys to my home. So just having that married partnership is major. And to answer your question, man, no, it's definitely not something that just made up. I've heard of horror stories. I heard of stories of people that had their mortgage protection in place and they lost that loved one and was able to keep the home. You know, I actually was talking to a someone that's in your current field, and they said the biggest opportunity, and I want all viewers and listeners to catch this, they said the biggest opportunity in our community is people are passing away with no mortgage protection. No mortgage protection, and they're losing their houses. There is going back to the banks. It's going back to these lenders because no one had the serious conversation. And let's face it, that's one of the most happiest day of our lives besides being born and getting married is getting the keys to your first home. So who wants to lose something that they spent countless of hours and long nights, crying nights, and lots of paperwork to get? You want to make sure you're able to keep it. So for you to keep it, you want to make sure the value of that home is protected, meaning you have a life insurance policy structure in place to pretty much protect that home for the duration of the of that loan. Because again, when that person passed away, Todd, they still want the money. They're going to send their condolence, but they still want that mortgage payment to continue to come in on the first or the third or whatever month, you know, that client has it set on. So for you, being able to have that partnership with myself, I think it's going to be very, very valuable to our community for you to be able to not only give them the keys, but let them know they're going to be able to keep it too as well.
Absolutely, brother. And, you know, you got my word on that.
Yes.
You don't every client across the country, because I don't just do business here in South Carolina. Our company is nationwide. So
we are licensed in all 50 states.
And once again, that's the type of thing that's important right there, is knowing that across the country, we can make sure that we're protecting our people the right way and making sure that they have their assets and their house in order, like you said. Now, I do want to go to your favorite quote. And it said, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making sure an impact lasts in your absence.
My favorite.
I gotta say that again. I don't think you guys heard us out there. So leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making sure an impact lasts in your absence. So can you unpack why that's your favorite quote?
Man, it's not about what you do while you're here, but it's about what's happening while you're not here. And see, man, I live by, you know, pushing people up. I live by not being a private failure, but a public success, you know. And in people's eyes, what I like for them to know is that, man, my leadership is going to be so loud. I want my impact to be so loud in the presence of being here on the community, being here on this earth, in the community, impacting people's lives, Todd, through life coaching, impacting their lives through life insurance, to where when I leave here, they're still talking about, you know, not to get biblical on you, man, our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, we still talk about him today, right? And no one never seen him, no one never physically seen him, but his impact that he has had over the land, over the earth, over years, still live on. And that's literally what I'm on, man. Each and every day I wake up, it's about impacting people one person at a time. Whether I'm saying something to a man that can encourage them to keep going, to become that better version of them, or maybe I'm sitting down with an individual, or I'm sitting down with a husband and wife, and I'm talking to them about a real life situation. Hey, if something happened to your husband, if something happened to your wife, you want everything to continue to be all right, right, financially, and being able to impact them in that area. So when one day, when I'm no longer here, no time soon, I got a lot to go. I got a long way to go, man, a lot to get done. But when I'm no longer here, man, my legacy still lives on. People are still talking about how great it was to have a guy by the name of Ronnie Scott build a company called True Legacy Financial to impact the community, man, by placing millions and millions of dollars back in the community, man, through life insurance and watching people's families, man, be able to elevate and get to the other side.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. So, you know, as we, I want to, before we sign out, because we're actually about ready to land this ship, I do want to point back to something that you had in your bio when you talked about when you were at Sumter High School, man. You said you had a hobby of playing football. You said something about your mentor and he worked out and you worked out. So did you, was football a hobby? Or did you actually play at Sumter High School?
I played at Sumter High School, but it was more of a hobby, man. I was one of the guys, man, after the game, my uniform was still clean, you know? so it was a hobby. I like the sport. I felt like I was great. Felt like I, you know, had what it takes to play. I played more junior varsity than varsity. And early on, I realized, all right, I ain't going to the NFL, man. They ain't got no tapes on me to get to college. So early on, I realized, man, that business was the route I wanted to go. I love school, but I realized, man, that I wanted to get into the business field. So it transitioned me to move to Columbia for more opportunity, as I mentioned. And I got connected in AT&T, man, and that's where it started. That's where I found my niche.
Absolutely, man. So let me ask you this. If you were talking to somebody that is younger, if you were talking to your younger self about getting started and being a leader, which you are, you know, activist in the community and making your why stand for something, making your yes, your no, what would you give a piece of advice to your younger self? And two, what would be the thing that you would tell somebody that's looking to start a possible career in the insurance industry? So two questions.
Okay. So I'm going to answer the first one, man. What would I tell my younger self, man, is have patience, you know, have patience, you know, being young. And I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a millennial, I would say still as well. We want things now. We want that microwave success, man. And unfortunately, man, you know, you become an entrepreneur or if you have any endeavors of being something in life, it's going to take time. So you just got to have patience. But in the midst of time, you know, I would tell my younger self, man, is just stay in continuous action and just keep going, because eventually you're going to get to where you need to be. But you just need to have patience. And the other part of that question you asked about, give it to me again, Todd.
Somebody that may want to get started.
Okay. If you want to get it started in the insurance industry, the main thing I would tell you is be prepared to do something you've never done before. Be prepared to do something, again, that you've never done before. You know, a lot of people, they look at the insurance industry and, you know, first and foremost, they think of the guy that used to walk around with the binder and knocking on the doors.
Right.
The insurance industry is no longer that, of course. But the insurance industry, man, it's I like to call it a mirror, you know, because it really shows you who you are as a person. I've learned so much about myself, Todd, just being in this industry. It has groomed me too, as well, to become a better communicator. It has groomed me to be become a better father, leader, husband. It just makes you want to do better and be great. So I would just tell that individual, man, be prepared to do something you've never done before, because this industry, it's not an overnight success. It is a process. But on the other side, man, while you're helping other people get what they want, you also have the opportunity as well in this industry to do very well for yourself and be able to create something for your family. So it's a both fold side book, man.
Absolutely, brother. And what would be your last couple of words for your listeners that that are looking back, listening to this episode, something that you want them to know with about you and your dedication to the community? What would be your final, you know, segue or final gem that you want to leave on our listeners this evening?
Well, first and foremost, man, again, Todd, thank you for allowing me to be on this platform with you, to be able to share the stage with you. This has been an honor, and to any listeners, any viewers, what a better time. We're going into the year of 2023, and I know a lot of us that's listening right now, a lot of us that's tuning in, there's some goals, there's some dreams that maybe you place on the shelf. Maybe there are some things that you say, maybe I'm going to get started in the year of 2023. Wherever you're listening right now, now is the time. Like, literally, now is the time. Get started. Know that you've been created to create. I love that saying, man, because once I find out, Todd, who I was, but whose I was, that's when life changed for me, man. That's when life changed. So for anybody that's listening to this, now is the time. Don't wait till the year of 2023. I know it's the Jordan year. But now is the time. Grab that book, grab that paper, grab those affirmations, those gold cards, and begin to start affirming to yourself. Because just like my brother here created his business opportunity, and just like I created mine, people are waiting for yours. And one thing I love about my buddy Les Brown, he always says this from afar. He says, the richest place on earth is the graveyards, because a lot of people never birth their ideas while they're here on earth. They take it to the graveyard with them, man. But I want to tell someone that's listening, encourage them, man, to go get it done. Success is waiting on you. And, man, I'm just honored, and I'm making a vow to anyone that's listening right now, man, that I promise and I vow, man, to continue to be true to the community, continue to be true to myself, and literally help each and everyone that's listening build legacies, man, that truly last forever. We on a crusade. We on a vision. We on a mission to stop the GoFundMes. We on a mission to stop the crowdfunding. We're getting ready to help thousands of people get life insurance, man. And what a time to do it than now.
Absolutely, brother. Now, listen, where can people find you on your social platforms? Give them the information where they can find you, follow you, share your content and find out more about Ronnie Scott and True Legacy Financial.
So guys, you can follow us. My personal page is at The Life Doctor. So I do go by The Life Doctor. You can follow me on IG at The Life Doctor. And you can follow our business IG at True Legacy Group, GRP, at True Legacy Group, GRP. And then my personal Facebook page, Ronnie Scott. And then, of course, our Facebook platforms, True Legacy Financial.
Absolutely, man. Listen. And once again, in the words of my brother Ronnie Scott, as we get ready to sign out, you've been created to create. Is that how we say?
You've been created to create.
I love that, brother. Listen, I'm your host, T. Ty Simon. This is another installment of Reclaiming the Legacy with my brother, Mr. Ronnie Scott, CEO and founder of True Legacy Financial. I hope that this evening you guys found some valuable information. You know, now there's no excuse. You know exactly how to find him, exactly how to find his company. And if you don't know, you can contact me. I'll put you in contact, because you will see these two brothers and these two companies take the role of collaboration over competition. And so as we sign out today, I'm your host, T. Todd Simon, with another installment of Reclaiming the Legacy. Mr. Ronnie Scott, it was a pleasure to have you on, brother. Peace and blessings to you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's out there. And we appreciate you guys. Till next time, salute.